Viewers left in dark as Euro 2012 kicks off. Cable television operator True Visions has failed to resolve its dispute with Euro 2012 football championship broadcast rights holder GMM Grammy. About 2 million True subscribers saw Euro 2012 broadcasts from Channel 3, Channel 5, and Modern 9 TV canceled last night during the tournament's opening match between Poland and Greece at 11 p.m., and again for Russia versus the Czech Republic at 1:45 a.m. this morning. The matches could be seen on terrestrial television, but True blocked these stations' broadcasts through its cable and satellite platforms. True showed alternative programs instead. True Vision said in its statement that negotiations with GMM Grammy to allow its subscribers to watch the football matches on the three free TV channels were ongoing, and it expected to conclude the matter on Monday or Tuesday. A senior GMM Grammy executive said the company must gain approval from tournament organizer UEFA for True subscribers to watch Euro 2012 matches. The process could take a few days. Meanwhile, in the competition itself, Greece and Poland fought out a 1-1 draw in a Euro 2012 opener in Warsaw that saw both teams finish with 10 men. Poland benefited from a bright opening to the Group A match before a crowd of 56,826 when Robert Lewandowski headed them into the lead on 17 minutes from a lovely Jakub Błaszczykowski, as Greece goalkeeper Kostas Chalkias paid the price for coming from his goal but failing to collect the ball as it flew across his area. Poland looked to be heading for a momentous first win at the European Championships, but were stunned on 51 minutes as Arsenal goalkeeper Wojciech Szczęsny missed a crossball, enabling Greek substitute Dimitrios Alpinkidis to stab the ball home from close range. Later at Warklaw, Alan Doskiev scored twice as Russia justified their billing as Group A favorites with a 4-1 dismantling of the Czech Republic in the second match of the opening night of Euro 2012. Václav Pilar scored a fine goal early in the second period to give the Czechs false hopes, but they were well beaten by a technically superior side.